Welcome back. Well, we start this afternoon in Ballymena. Violence continued there last night for a second night. Cars and properties were set alight while rioters threw petrol bombs, fireworks and masonry at police officers. Stormont ministers have issued a joint appeal for an end to the violence. We're joined now by our correspondent Conor McCauley. Conor, a second night of violence. What are police saying this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Cian. Well, as you say, yes, a second night of pretty sustained disorder here in Ballymena. We spent a number of hours up here into the early hours of this morning just following developments. There was a large police presence there at that time, and they were confronting a pretty sizable crowd of rioters. We saw masked youths smashing paving slabs to throw at police. Officers responded with water cannon and batten rounds. Now, the trouble lasted about 5 hours. We saw last night at least six or seven homes which had been attacked, one of them burnt out and badly damaged. Just from going around the town here again this morning, I've picked up another three or four at least. So it's hard to put a figure on exactly how many homes were attacked last night, but it's into double figures. As well as that too, several cars were torched. And all of this is happening very close to the commercial heart of Ballymena. I mean, some of the fires that people may have seen in the pictures that we recorded last night are happening outside effectively the town hall in the centre of Ballymena. And all of this is going on for a second night in what remains a pretty volatile atmosphere.
Conor, you witnessed racial abuse firsthand when you were filming an interview with a woman. We'll take a brief listen now to a clip of what happened.
Different emotional, you know, fear, angry, scare, you know, all together. And I can say that we're not in peace on this moment.
Conor, what exactly was said there? Does it sum up the tensions, the atmosphere there at the moment?
Absolutely. Just to explain what exactly was going on there, that was about an hour ago. We were just recording an interview with a lady for the 1 o'clock television news. She was standing on the street, just outside her house, close to where there'd been very sustained trouble last night. I mean, I think it's fair to say there's a very thin veneer of normality about the town. It's still very tense. So I was chatting to that Ukrainian lady. She was telling me about her experience of those several hours of serious rioting right outside her home and the impact on her three children aged between 9 and 3. And there was a passing motorist who was just pulling out of a junction close to where we were doing the interview. And as he came alongside us, he shouted, you may not have been able to pick him out there because of his accent, but what he shouted was, burn them all out. So, you know, there's still very much that sense that those tensions are bubbling under the surface in this town. And I suppose the authorities are really just hoping, I think, at this stage that the violence that we saw over the last couple of nights has begun to run its course and may well begin to peter out.
Well, look, from what you've said, by all accounts and what we've heard, it's still very, very tense there. But is there any indication to where this could go tonight or even over the coming days?
No, I think yesterday we were speculating about whether there would be a second night of violence, and you know there were contrasting views about that. Some people thought that perhaps one night of violence would see it finished, but obviously then we had a second night, so it's impossible to say what's actually going to happen in the coming hours. There is a problem here though for the police, because last night there was a bit of a spread of the violence beyond Ballymena to some other places in the greater Belfast area. Now it was pretty sporadic, it wasn't at the level of intensity that we've seen here, but that's a real problem for the PSNI, because they, as a force, they are understaffed. They don't have enough officers and they certainly don't have enough money. The Chief Constable mentioned it in his statement about Ballymena this morning. He said they were critically underfunded. So you'd worry about their ability to cope effectively if this is to kind of spread and intensify. And to that end, the Chief Constable is making arrangements to potentially bring in police officers from other UK forces to try and help him here if he needs them in the days ahead.
Conor McCauley, thank you. And in a joint statement, politicians in the Northern Ireland Executive have also appealed for calm, saying they strongly condemned the racially motivated violence witnessed in recent days and make an urgent appeal for calm across society. We can now talk to Sian Mulholland, who is Alliance Party MLA for North Antrim. Sian, the PSNI described this as racially motivated. We heard Conor McCauley's report there. How do you see it?
I think what began as a peaceful protest in response to legitimate concerns in the area has really been fueled in the aftermath by people who want to jump on a bit of a bandwagon. I think this has gone beyond peaceful protest. You know, there is peaceful protest is an absolute right, but what we have seen goes so far beyond that. You know, intimidation and street unrest is putting lives at risk, and it also is detracting what we should actually be talking about here, the serious issue at the heart of it all, a young girl, a family, violence against women and girls, and how we make our society safer for women, not how to manage the fallout of criminal damage and intimidation.
And you've been talking to families. You were talking to one family who needed to barricade themselves into their attic. What happened?
There's been actually a number of families that has happened to over the last couple of nights that I've been engaging with via a community intermediary. Their house was under attack. The front door was kicked in on Monday night, and people entered the property and ransacked the downstairs. They had initially barricaded themselves into a bedroom in the upstairs of the house, and then it was communicated to me that they'd then sought refuge in their attic, which was obviously a really dangerous position to be in, because on the same street houses were being set alight. You know, you could see from the footage people were trying to set fire to curtains and upholstery in the downstairs rooms of houses that they'd broken the windows of. So I then just tried to liaise with the police to let the police know where these families were. And at one point, police had entered the property and the family were too scared to even come down because they didn't know if it actually was the police. And we had to then communicate back to the family in the attic, you know, you're safe. It is the police. So, and then on another occasion last night, I received a call from a Filipino family who had their car burnt out the front of their house and were really frightened that their house was next, and they had a young child in the house and they had barricaded themselves in an upstairs bedroom.
And does that fear continue for those families today?
Absolutely. You know, I'm here and I've been reaching out to the schools as well to understand, you know, how pupils are feeling, both from, you know, people who have been born in Ballymena, and also those who have made it their home or from an ethnic background. And there are a number of families that haven't sent their sons and daughters to school today. There is a real fear. And it's that fear as well of, you don't know if unrest is going to continue tonight. So are you safe to send children to school to get them home again? And that's from all walks of life as well, or just frightened of their children being caught up in this. You know, and again, it takes away from that legitimate concern and the concerns that are being heard from the community. You know, this violence is definitely taken away from it.
Are you satisfied with the response from the police?
Oh, I mean, I have to commend the local PSNI for what they're facing in Ballymena has been unprecedented in recent times. You know, they had a dozen officers injured on Monday night. I believe the number was 17 injured last night. And at this moment in time, you know, they are dealing with the threat of more public disorder. I feel that they're doing what they can with their limited resources to protect life and property. You know, it is a very difficult balance to strike. You know, they've confirmed to me that they're doing the very best with what they have. And as was mentioned in the previous or in your introduction, you know, should they need reinforcements if this disorder continues or spreads to other towns or cities, then they are putting in that ask for colleagues in England and Wales ready to stand by to support them.
Okay. Sian Mulholland, Alliance Party MLA for North Antrim. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.